Okay, Tiferes Yisrael Perek Beis. Yisba'er lecha, we've explained in the previous perek. Ki ha-pu'ulos ha-alokios shehei mitzvos ha-torah, heim ru'uyim la'adam lefi madregas nafsho ha-alokios shehi bekirbo. We've explained previously that there's a shidduch to be made between mitzvos and Jewish people. That the mitzvos of the Torah, which are the pu'ulos ha-alokios, which are the spiritual actions of this world, right? Everything we said has activity that it does in this world. So the spiritual actions of this world, which are Torah and mitzvos, are fitting for a person who has, so to speak, that spiritual level within himself. And through doing these activities, a person completes himself. Shebehem yushlam at shehu habriya asher ba ratzon boro. In other words, a person is created in an imperfect state, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, because of the divine soul within us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the ability to work on ourselves, to perfect ourselves. That's the name of the game in this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, because of our spiritual internal nature, Hashem has given us mitzvos as our pu'ulos to help us to achieve a state of shleimus. And to become, I like the lashon he uses here, it's a nice lashon, to become the Briya Asher Ba Ratzon Baro, to become the type of being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires us to be. And we'll explain this concept at length in the coming prakim of Torah and mitzvahs mold us into the type of people we're supposed to be. But let's begin by explaining in a general fashion. Sha'adam yitzir kapo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mivcha hatachtonim chaser. That man, which is the handiwork of Hashem, and he explains that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in different ways. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with ma'amar, with asar ma'amaros, with 10 utterances. But it's described that Adam HaRishon was not, Rashi brings, that Adam HaRishon was not created with ma'amar, with speech, but rather Adam HaRishon was created kiviyachol biadayim. That Hashem used His hands to make us. Okay, whatever that imagery means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used His hands. Maharal explains elsewhere that Hashem creating with His hands is even more active in our life, more direct involved in our creation than if Hashem creates with speech. On the one hand, you would think speech is like the essence of a person. We have many sources that indicate that. But I guess the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put His hands into crafting us means that we are the greatest of His creations in potential, the Mivchar HaTachtonim, as he writes here, the choicest of the lower realm of this world, and yet at the same time, Chaser. And at the same time, not despite being, but rather because of the fact that we're so great in potential, we have to work to sort of elevate ourselves. We have to work on constantly perfecting ourselves. So man, by definition, is the greatest, but he's also Chaser. Which is why we also have the potential to be the worst, right? Meaning a human being can do much more damage to the world than a blade of grass. So it's a double-edged sword. Our potential is our greatest strength, or God forbid, our greatest weakness. But that's what Torah and mitzvahs are for. Torah and mitzvahs help us to make sure that we become the elevated people we could be or should be. Atshuhu yushlam al yedei maisa atzma. And through our actions, we're able to what? We're able to perfect ourselves. Now, it's very fascinating. The place that we have in the world is sort of this bridge. Again, we've spoken a few times about madrigos and sort of bridges between madrigos. Human beings, we are a bridge in a certain sense, in the sense that we're partially guf, as we'll see, and we're partially neshama. And within neshama, there's different levels of neshama, right? So Jewish people, so to speak, are that highest level bridge between being the greatest humans and reaching towards that which is beyond this world. So we complete ourselves, we perfect ourselves through Maisa Atzmo, through our own actions. And we have to believe in our actions. That's what he's going to explain tonight. Vayidei mitzvah satori yagiha adam el ha'ashlama. So through the mitzvahs of the Torah, we perfect and we complete ourselves. Ki mitzad sheyesh bo nefesh eloki, the fact that we have a divine soul, sheyesh bo hachana elokis, which has a divine nature to it, a spiritually lofty nature to it, lekach ein hashlamaso bedavar shu tivi, aval hashlamaso betorah uva mitzvah shu al hateva. Therefore, because if you understand who you are, right? Again, as we spoke about in a previous shiurim, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a lawyer, And I'm not a guy who lives in Bergenfield, New Jersey. I'm a soul. I happen to have a body, and I happen to have brown hair, and I happen to have blue eyes, and I happen to be wearing a white shirt, and I happen to be sitting in a black chair. All true. But none of that is the essence of me. The essence of me is the fact that I have a nefesh elokis. And the only way for me to fine-tune that nefesh elokis, to do my part, so to speak, in enhancing that soul, is by using it for actions which are appropriate for it. The same way my body, right, requires certain types of food in order to sustain it properly. Again, I could try to live off of soda and potato chips, but it's going to be destructive to the body. I'll get by, maybe, but I'll eventually become very sick. So spiritually, if I understand who I am spiritually, I understand that there are certain things that I need in order to sustain myself, to complete myself, to make myself who I'm supposed to be. Hashlamaso b'Torah uva mitzvah shu al hateva. And the way that I do that, again, is through Torah and mitzvos, which are al hateva. I can't sustain my spiritual self, which is beyond this world, by things of this world. It'll never satisfy the craving of self, the desire that everything has to want to accomplish in this world. Which is why it's so sad when you see people, their whole life becomes trying to fill that void with all sorts of olam hazeh things. Even, you know, better olam hazeh things. It's never going to satisfy the craving of the soul. The soul needs soul food, which is Torah and mitzvos. V'davar zeh mevuar b'makomos harbeh shemitzvos ha-Torah heim yoyser b'madrega uv'mala al ha-teva min ha-teva. It's explained in many places. The Maharal himself speaks a lot about it. We spoke a little bit about it already. How mitzvos and Torah represent a level that is above teva. Uva mizmor hashamayim misafrim kvod el. We come back to Tehillim Perek Yotes, which we mentioned a few times. And in that capital Tehillim, which speaks about Torah, va'achar ka, it starts off hashamayim misafrim kvod el. The heavens declare the glory of Hashem. And then va'achar ka chizkil lomar toiras Hashem tamima ad sof ha-maimer. It begins to go through different praises of Hashem. Torah Hashem Tamima, etc. Eidos Hashem, Pekudei Hashem, like we spoke about earlier in the Sefer. V'yesh min tchilas ha-midmor, mizmor ad Torah Hashem Tamima, shiva psukim. V'achar kach Torah Hashem Tamima. As we mentioned in the past, there are seven psukim leading up to the pasuk of Torah Hashem Tamima, and Torah Hashem Tamima is pasuk 8. So again, we enter into the Maharal's world of sevens and eights. Seven represents the natural order. Eight is Lamala Manateva. So when I'm singing this parak of Tehillim, which is praising the creations of Hashem, leading me towards the greatest creation, which is Torah, it's not surprising to us that the eighth pasuk is the most beautiful description of Torah, that is, Torah Hashem Tamima. Hashem's Torah is perfect. And if you want to perfect yourself, you need Torah Hashem. Kihan Hagas Hateva Nivra B'Shiva Yimei Bereishis, the natural order was established in the 7 days of creation. Again, Shabbos itself is a bridge, so to speak, between creation and Lamala min creation. And Torah, again, is certainly beyond. Ki anhagas ha-teva nivra b'shivas yimei bereishis, v'ilu ha-Torah hi al ha-teva. Torah is what we call level 8, hi madrega shminis. So that's why, in that parak of Tehillim, Torah, Hashem Tamima, is pasuk 8. Furthermore, the Maharal says, when you look into Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes, which is all about Torah, which is established to describe the Torah, as the Malbim writes over there on that parak of Tehillim, most of the psukim are encouraging us. Kuf Yud Tes is the longest parak of Tehillim, 176 psukim, and it's encouraging us to live a life of Torah. So how did David HaMelech write it? He went through the Aleph Beis, right? It's arranged alphabetically, Aleph to Tav. And for each letter, he has how many psukim? 8 psukim, right? 22 letters, 8 psukim, a total of 176 psukim. That's a magic number in Torah, 176 psukim in the largest Parsha in Chumash, coming up, Parshas Naso. But again, if this perek is all about Torah, it's not by chance that when David HaMelech wrote it, he wrote about each pasuk. He wrote about each letter, rather, 8 times. Each letter is used 8 times, because whenever you're talking about Torah, the number 8 is, so to speak, the magic number. Sha'atorah hi madrega shminas shi aleteva shenivra b'shivas yimei bereishis. Because that's what Torah is. Torah is level 8. After the 7 days of creation, we come to Torah, which is the concept of level 8. We mentioned also last time that, of course, Shavuos, the day of Kabbalah Satorah, comes at the beginning of the 8th week, as the Maharal writes in the Ner Mitzvah and other places. After 7 weeks of 7 days, we come to Shavuos, where we receive the Torah, which again is Lamala Min HaTeva. I want to share with you an interesting Pachad Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Kuttner in the letters, in Igeres Lamed Ches, says this concept of 7 and 8 also expresses itself as, there's always secrets in Hebrew language, that's why it's so important to pay attention to words and to letters, right? Shiva and Shmona, 7 and 8. It sounds very similar, says Rav Kuttner, to Va'achalta Visavata, Sviya, being satiated, as opposed to a person who eats too much, right? Eats excessively and becomes what? And becomes a person who's shamein, a person who's fat, right? So if sviya, so to speak, means properly satisfied, living within teva, within the natural boundaries, right? Shuman or shamein represents the olam hashmini, when a person has eaten more than his fill, and because of that he's become bigger than his own physical boundaries, so to speak. But again, this idea of 7 and 8 represents living, so to speak, within the confines of a normal framework, an appropriate framework. And 8 represents going beyond the measures, breaking, so to speak, through those boundaries. Saying called davar shu al hateva hu tikun ma shechaser hateva hu achar hashiva. And the Maharal says, the more you think about it, you'll find that anything that is beyond teva has the ability to be metakin teva. So the number 8 always represents a perfecting of something of the natural world. So take, for example, your body, for the men who are on this group right now. Right? So you, when you were born, you needed to have a bris milah as a Jew. What happens with a bris milah? Why is it on the 8th day? Because if my body, so to speak, represents the teva of me, and my neshama represents the chelek eloka of me, so I want to take my body and I want to elevate it. I want to make it lamala manateva. I don't want to be a regular human being of flesh and blood. I want to be a spiritual person. So therefore, I give myself a bris milah. You don't give it to yourself, but one receives a bris milah on the 8th day. V'zeh ta milah b'shmini. Ki ha'odah mitzar ha'teva nivra im ha'arla v'hu p'chisos ha'teva. A person is created with arla. Arla represents the shortcomings, the lowliness of physical reality. Maharal writes elsewhere that arla is a davar nimas, it's a repulsive thing. He describes how it's like the klipa that surrounds the fruit, blocking, right? You can't eat the peel of the watermelon, but if you're willing to break through the peel, you'll find beautiful sweet fruit inside. So the removal of the arla is the refinement of the body to allow a person to get to his true self. So since Milo is a tikkun of the teva, lefichach tikkun hazeh hu biyom hashmini, lefishu achar hateva shenivreis b'sheishes yimei bereishis, where some girsaos have b'shivas yimei bereishis. Right. So after I've completed the 7 days of a week, so now I enter into a world again that's lamala min hateva, and that is the greatness of bris milah. By the way, this would explain why bris milah is docha Shabbos, which is really amazing if you think about it. Right? The fact that Mila is Docha Shabbos, the fact that 8, so to speak, beats 7, you think Shabbos is the most halig thing in the world. Al pi halacha, I always remind people that al pi halacha, Shabbos is weightier than Yom Kippur. Tosfos writes in Masech HaShabbos, it's clear that al pi halacha, a violation of Shabbos b'mezid is more severe than a violation of Yom Kippur. We think of Yom Kippur as the Holy of Holies, which it is, going to Kodesh Kadashim, it is the holiest on a certain level. But we think of Yom Kippur as the greatest because it's so rare. But in truth, Shabbos, al pi halacha, is really even greater. But Shabbos is still the realm of 7. It's sort of that transition from the lower 6 into 7, which is sort of already a point of a bridge. But Mila is 8, which means that Mila is Docha Shabbos. Which tells us a lot, again, about the importance of Kedusha. We're in the week of Yesod right now, right? The Kedushas HaMila, Kedushas HaBris. That if Yom Kippur is trumped by Shabbos, and Mila has an ability to take a person even beyond. That's why the Baal HaTurim writes, at the end of the Chumash, it says, Mi Yale Lanu HaShamayma. So the Baal HaTurim says, Baal HaTurim writes in Chumash, that Mi Yale Lanu HaShamayma is Rashi Tevos Mila. Because when you have Mila, when you have a Bris Mila, it lifts a person, it gives a person an ability to transcend this world, right? Mi Yala Lanu HaShamayma, Rashi Tevos Mila. Okay, so again, it makes sense. He's trying to prove to us that anything that is fixing of the physical world has a shaykhis to the realm of eight, lamala min ateva. And that's us. Our soul is lamala min ateva, so it needs Torah and mitzvos to be able to live a purposeful existence. Umeata teida ki a mitzvos, shehem apu'ulos halokios vehem maisa ha'adam, yagia behem ha'adam lamadrega shehi ala teva. So therefore, when I do those things which correspond to my soul, I do mitzvos, and I use the Maisa Adam, again, it's an amazing idea the Maharal is developing here, that it takes my physical body to do spiritual actions to kind of perfect the whole package which is me. Right? A human being, the Maharal writes in a different place, is sort of this combination on the one hand of this Or Eloki, and at the same time, a Guf, a Basar Badam, Ofer Ve'efer. And our job is to use mitzvos to sort of emphasize the better part of ourself and to rise above the lower part of ourselves, to be al hateva. V'ro'i shi'yeh kach. And it's fitting that it should be so. Ki maisa adam b'mashu bal seichel. The fact that we, again, are balei seichel. Again, it's very clear in the language of the Maharal, Futner also writes it clearly in a piece in Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, that seichel is synonymous in the language of the Maharal with nefesh elokis. So the fact that you are a Baal Seichel has nothing to do with your IQ. The fact that you have a divine soul, who yoyser b'malam and ateva, that part of you is transcendent above the natural world. Sharei ateva hu koach chomri bilvad, because teva is nothing other than chomrius, physicality. And you, while you have a guf, but you have a big secret inside of you, a nefesh elokis, a seichel. Ve'ilu ha'adam hu sichli. V'im yomar, and if you'll say, ki koach ha-teva poel b'koach shu min Hashem yisbarach, if you'll say, but teva is also a shliach of Hashem, right? Meaning, what makes, it's a really geshmak question if you think about it, what makes me better than a rock? So you'll say, what do you mean? I was created with a divine spark, and the rock wasn't. The rock is also, teva is also a shliach of Hashem, right? As the Maharal writes in the Ber Hagola, one of his other svarim, Hashem Yisbarach manig es olamo al yedei hashliach v'hu ateva. Teva is also a shliach of Hashem. And what's the rule by a shliach? Shlucho shel Adam kemoso. So in what sense am I greater than a rock or a blade of grass? V'im yomar, and if you will say, ki koach ateva poel b'koach shu min Hashem Yisbarach, the natural world is using its strength, which is from Hashem. Nomer gam ken ki adam shu sichli poel b'koach ha-seichel shenasen lo Hashem yisbach. So we as human beings have to use the thing that Hashem gave us. Right? Partially it's a question and partially it's a statement. The Maharal is saying, on the one hand, you could say that just like teva is created, you know, by Hashem, so too you are created by Hashem. You have a shlichus and a rock has a shlichus. True. But the rock's shlichus is much less significant than your shlichus. The fact that you're created with a seichel, and that becomes your, so to speak, mission statement, so therefore, the fact that you're sichli, poal b'koach ha-seichel, you have to work with that part of yourself, don't get confused by your body, use the part of yourself, the divine soul, shenosen lo Hashem yisbarach, u'lefichach, roi, ala adam shu sichli, va'seichel, hu ala teva, the fact that you are created in a divine image with this divine soul, and that divine soul is by nature above teva, so too it's fitting that it should find a partner in mitzvos elokios. Sheheim hamaisim she'enam tivim, by doing mitzvos, which they themselves are lemala min ateva. Val yodam yagia ha'adam elamayla elyona, and through this a person reaches the higher realms, he achieves perfection, he lifts himself up, he becomes lamalam and ateva, and he enters into an olam nivdal, a world that is truly transcendent. Okay? Let's stop here for tonight. Amir Tzah Hashem, next time we'll pick up right over here with this medrash, the famous medrash, and you can just introduce it for a second so you can think about it, but the conversation between Turnus Rufus Harash and Rabbi Akiva, who is greater? Right? Does the fact that Hashem creates an imperfect world and our job is to perfect it make us greater than God? Or obviously not? Right, we'll see. Turnus Rufus Harasha seems to defend Hashem, and Rabbi Akiva argues that as human beings, we actually have a certain ability to perfect Hashem's world. So, how does that work, and why does that work? Why is it so? Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up with that next. And